News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Red pills, purple hearts, blue circles, they've become a completely different language for younger people online. How do parents make sense of it all? Keith Broney is the editor-in-chief of Emojipedia, who's the world's leading source for interpreting and translating emojis. Morning, Keith.
Good morning, lads. Good to talk to you.
This is very similar to, there used to be abbreviations that confused parents. I mean, there can be a little bit of moral panic around these things, but emojis do carry meaning.
I'm so glad you said that. This is absolutely true. There is certainly a bit of moral panic in relation to this. People have certainly run away thinking all emojis can potentially mean something insidious. That is not true. But yes, emojis can be repurposed to reference different concepts than perhaps you'd expect. And of course, the TV show Adolescence, available on Netflix, has really kind of made this, made a lot of parents across the world aware that this may be the case.
Yeah, and I think without spoiling Adolescence, I'm not sure how many people haven't seen it at this point, but, you know, there is an interpretation, there is a turn on that about what colour a heart attached to will mean. And I knew nothing about this anyway until I started. And I asked my teenagers and he said, no, I don't know anything about that either. So I'm not sure how prevalent that is in the real world.
Yeah, absolutely. This is something that the show doesn't really dive into. It has two scenes, one in the second episode, one in the third episode, where emojis are very prominently discussed for, let's say, about 5 minutes in the first instance, a little bit less in the second instance. And I don't want to spoil anything, but there is revelations about how these teens in this show, in this unnamed town in the UK, are interpreting certain heart color emojis and things of that kind. Now, the heart colors is very debatable. We've seen things like this before. I mean, you referenced abbreviations earlier. Young people online have been playing these various games about discussing their relationships with one another with various code words for well over a decade now. And the heart emojis are kind of focused on in that way in the show as well. There's also a series of other emojis that are referencing certain ideologies that can be encountered online that are pretty unsavory by modern, contemporary standards, that reference a lot of potentially very toxic ideas. And that's something as well that's kind of being discussed or revealed or proposed by the show.
Yeah, but the red pill thing fascinating. What is the red pill? Why is everyone obsessed about red pills?
So a lot of people listening now may think, oh, the red pill is that reference to the Matrix.
And I assumed it was the Matrix.
But it's evolved so much more than that over the last number of decades. And I say the number of decades because this is a concept. There's nothing new, but it is just being emojified in this moment. And also, you know, these concepts are perhaps reaching a wider audience than they had before. So the red pill, like in the Matrix, is the idea of if you take the red pill, quote unquote, you will be able to see the truth. And in the show, it's talking about various subcultures in our world related to people who feel that they are involuntary celibate, the incel movement, and this wider concept of the quote unquote manosphere, which by and large relates to kind of largely right wing men-oriented, hyper-masculine ideologies that ultimately pan out as being quite misogynistic. And what actually the red pill means is to buy into that ideology. I'm taking the red pill and to use the Matrix parlance and then their parlance, I'm seeing the truth. While to take the blue pill is to remain in the dream or just to continue to be compliant. Yeah. And of course, there's
Puts out the blue pill. I'm guessing, I would imagine. But when you look at all of this, Keith, is this kind of just a passing fad? That this is the evolution of language. It has always been thus. It will always constantly change how we emote and put forward how we feel. And this is what abbreviations were a decade ago, what scrawls on the cave were millennia ago.
Yeah, absolutely. These interpretations of these emojis are transient. Some can crystallize, such as new meanings like the skull being predominantly used for laughter to reference the slang, I'm dying laughing. But that may not be the case in 10 years. The blue circle emoji and the red circle emoji being used for these references to these pills may no longer continue to be the case again in 10 years' time. Certainly what parents need to be aware of if they're concerned about the latest emoji remixes or repurposings is more about what their children are encountering online broadly than how they're repurposing emojis. Because again, the slang may change, the abbreviations may change, and the emoji use may change down the line. But the kind of things people encounter online always need to be discussed, and parents need to be aware of that.
Before I let you go, I read somewhere that the thumbs up emoji, once seen as passive aggressive by an entire generation, has now replaced the word thank you, or the words thank you. Has that happened, or is that another little attention grabbing headline that I saw this week?
I would certainly think it's the latter. I do think it's a bit of an attention grabbing headline. The thumbs up is one of the most popular emojis in the world, and many people do use it in a way that's not construed as passive aggressive. When it is construed as passive aggressive, it's when it's sent on its own as a quick fire, low effort response to something where the other person probably wants.
You're describing about 40% of my text messages here, Keith. I'm sorry.
There you
now.
Go, then.
I may be passive aggressive, but at least I'm acknowledging your existence, which is a good thing. Keith Broney, editor in chief of Emojipedia, thank you very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast. You're not a great man for the emojis, Shane. You're not you don't really put them
thumbs
in.
Thumbs down to them, Jonathan.
Yeah, thumbs down to them. You're eloquent. You like to put the big words in.
I think, does everybody not use smiley face, laughy face, thumbs up, thumbs down?
But I limit it to that, you know.
A shrug of the shoulders. I think that's as far as I've ever gone.
Which I was
certainly nothing rude.
Nothing rude. Well, we won't say much now. There's bound to be rude when you're bound to have used that one at some stage. No. He'd look at his face. He's not admitting anything. Anyway, let us know. 53106 Ricasso 30Z087 1400106. If you want to send us an emoji, you can do it on WhatsApp.
Blushing emoji face.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.